As we draw up to the Royal Institute of Health Sciences in Thimphu to meet Sharing Needup, there in front of us is his legendary white van, famous throughout the city for its unique blue number plate, which says in bright orange letters, Condom Man, and above it reads the slogan, Get your condom today for a happy tomorrow. There's no doubt I've come to the right place, as Sharing comes sauntering up the path. He started this venture in 2007 when he realised more needed to be done to stem the spread of AIDS and HIV in Bhutan.
It's completely my idea because having a lot of experience working in the health system and knowing about the public behaviour and with the increase of cases of HIV in the country, that gave me a strong positive mind to do something else, though I'm not supported in financial ways because it is my own idea and social service.
So just tell me a little bit more about your van, because all across the van there's health messages, aren't there? And then is this the number that people have to call?
This is my personal number that I've displayed, and anyone can call 24 hours.
If someone calls you in the middle of the night, will you go and deliver condoms to them?
Even in the middle of the night, like 12 midnight also, they come and call me. Then I go and deliver. I go around driving the car. At least I cover 25 kilometres per day.
25 kilometres a day?
Especially in the evening.
In the evening.
After office hours. Now I target like construction site and then taxi stand where a lot of taxi drivers. They see me and then talk among themselves. Oh, Condom Man is coming. Let's collect some pieces for our use.
Today, the Condom Man is taking me on his rounds. We're off to his usual haunts, truck stops and taxi stands. He chooses these places because here men often drive to the border towns where HIV is more prevalent.
Okay, so I'm about to hop into the Condom Man's truck. Inside is a towel with all sorts of different condoms. It says safe sex for all. What's in this box here?
I have the stock of condoms.
Yeah, that's the stock of condoms in that box, is it?
Yeah.
I like your towel on your seats, which has all the different condoms on it. Where did you get that from?
This is given by one of my friends who traveled to Philippines.
Oh, really?
So he thought this may be suitable for me to use.
It's very funny.
Bhutan is quite an open-minded society when it comes to sexual partners. Before the Marriage Act in 1980, it was not unusual for women in the villages to take more than one husband. But that doesn't mean, says the Condom Man, that people talk openly here about sex. It can be hard to get through to people.
You need to mix with them, joke with them, and try to come to their level. And then likewise, we start our talk.
Right, so you use a bit of humour to get people feeling not so shy about it. So here we are. This is the truck stop,
is
it?
This is the truck parking.
So there are quite a few truck drivers here who are wanting some condoms.
One problem is whenever I'm followed by, like, cameraman and so on, so people really shy off.
The man looking in at the moment. Come.
Once the truckers have accepted there's no camera, they come forward eager to hear what the Condom Man has to say. He starts by taking out a rubber penis, which he's about to use for a demonstration. It gets everybody laughing.
Always keep watch on this because I'm afraid like some females may steal this. So they were laughing.
I think some women might steal your model.
I may play with it. It is so flexible, so...
What are you saying? They're all laughing like mad.
I'm saying they should not use it like putting on the socks.
You listen nicely, huh?
What's that man saying to them?
You listen properly. Maybe among them they create jokes because they are always together.
You obviously really love what you do, don't you?
I want them to change the behaviour and get rid of the stigma in handling the condoms. I want to make them to take a sense that condom is the only weapon to prevent HIV.
Where do they go each day in their trucks? Are they going out into the villages?
They go from one district to another. Anytime they may come across some clients where they need to.
When you say clients, are you talking about prostitutes?
It is not necessarily prostitutes. Like, as a trucker, most of the time they are away from the family. On the way, they get passengers. They happen to come together and then leave. So, in that case, they need to have a condom with them as emergency to protect from disease.
After handing out condoms, several truckers have questions for the condom man. They want to know more about HIV, even though many already use condoms.
We normally use condoms with everyone now, especially particularly in this day and age.
And what do you think of the condom man?
We are very thankful to the condom man. We've gained new knowledge today on how to use condoms on HIV, AIDS and all. We're very thankful.
Okay, off to our next stop.
We're now on our way to a taxi stand.
This is the taxi stop?
Yes.
Yeah, quite a few taxis coming out here.
When we get there, it's very busy, but still taxi drivers jump out of their cars and queue up to get condoms.
So tell me, you've just taken some condoms from the condom man. How many have you got there? He's counting his condoms out.
18.
18 condoms. And you're hiding them away inside your... Is that for your family?
Yes, for my family and for emergency use.
I've heard the term emergency use several times during our trip. I'm curious to know, what does that mean? Shering says it's hard to know, but he suspects it could be a euphemism for extramarital sex.
Most of the time who take, I think it is out of the family. So they always keep it as an emergency.
All the people we've had contact with today are men. It's hard, says Shering, to find places where he can get his message through to women.
Many times I hear views from men, and it is very difficult to get the views of the women.
Why is it difficult? Is it culturally difficult?
Probably I as a male, and then suddenly coming in front of a group of females where they don't want to talk openly.
It's more difficult for you to reach out to a woman because she naturally feels shy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
When Shering first started, he particularly wanted to talk to the young women who work in Thimphu's many dance bars, known as dryens. But he was always denied access by owners who didn't like him disturbing their clients. These bars are not widely publicised, the media aren't welcome, and photography there is generally forbidden. We rang around to see if any dryen owners would allow us to visit. We were turned down by all but one dryen, who agreed to us coming that night, but asked us to enter discreetly.
We're about to go in and I've got to put my microphone away because they're very sensitive to people going into these places and it's likely that we'll be turned away if I go in with my microphone on. So we've come into the dryen now and it's a room inside with sparkly green lights and a bar in one corner, and then there's a picture of the king and queen.
To make the place homely for the audience.
On stage, a young woman is dancing quite seductively, dressed in a traditional Bhutanese costume.
So the idea will be to try and talk to these girls, if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to them about using condoms.
But let's see how they are open enough. At times it is difficult, but let's wait and see.
So, Deji, you run this place. How many girls do you have dancing here?
I have 6 dancers here.
What kind of dances do your girls do?
It depends on the customer. Some people, they prefer Western dance. Some people, they prefer Indian dance.
Do the girls ever get approached by men who want to take them home?
Sometimes, like, people, they come here and propose to get married. Love happens at any time. Actually, they come here for the relax. Because after office hour, they are tired, they drink, and they relax.
A lot of people wouldn't allow us to come into their dance clubs, but you did decide to allow us to come. Why was that?
For me, like, if we don't do anything wrong inside, so I don't mind. In this type of drying, most of the girls are not educated. Most of them are uneducated. Then, like, they don't understand much. And now they can understand. So I think it can help all my staffs here, even their relatives also. They can share with their relatives.
So there's now about 3 girls all dressed in beautiful Bhutanese costumes.
My name is Nimotomo and I'm from Munger, Eastern Bhutan.
And, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
And you've come to Thimphu. Why have you come to Thimphu?
To search job
So you're looking for a job?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, are you dancing here?
Yeah. I have no option. I don't get any job.
You couldn't find a job, so you ended up dancing here?
Yeah.
Is it a safe job?
Yeah.
Yeah? Men at these clubs, they don't ask you for sex?
No.
I brought the condom man here. So he's come to talk about the use of condoms to protect yourself from AIDS and HIV. How do you feel about that?
I think it's good for us.
Do you think that Bhutanese women find this something hard to talk about?
Yeah.
Seeing as he has the attention of these three young women, the condom man introduces himself.
As the condom man's talking to the girls, they're looking very shy. Some of them are actually covering their faces. It's obviously very difficult for them to accept this and to talk about this subject with a man. How does it make you feel?
Good.
Is it useful for you to hear this?
Yeah, it's useful to us. We get more knowledge about condoms. So thank you for giving opportunity to us.
They look so embarrassed. Is it quite difficult for you to hear this message from a man?
Yeah.
It'd be easier if it was a woman talking to you.
Yeah.
Outside the Dryen, Shering is beaming.
How was that?
Oh, great. After 7 years, I'm talking in front of the girls, so that's amazing.
Really? That after also, 7 years?
Yeah, and he's very much willing to accept the second visit.
It's a big day then.
Yeah, it's a big day for me.
So will you be expecting a midnight call tonight? It never ends for the condom man, does it?
So it depends, because my phone is 24 hours on. So I may get call, I may not get call. So that depends on
what's going on tonight.
Yeah.